Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and this is our day in history, beginning on this day in 1979, October the 27th. Yes, that's the legendary Dizzy Gillespie. He appeared, and that's what you're hearing, is he appeared on The Muppet Show and performed with the Electric Mayhem. It's the only time the otherwise all-Muppet band had a bongo player in it and Dizzy Gillespie playing. So we celebrate Dizzy Gillespie's appearance on The Muppet Show on this day in 1979. So, and on this day in 1792, there was a man, a British man, his name was Arthur Hood. And he stumbled across this beautiful volcano in what is now Oregon on the Willamette River. And it was named for him in 1792, Mount Hood. Well, you know, we always have a habit of people, Europeans especially, stumbling into places and then discovering them as if nobody had ever been there before and giving them names. Well, folks who lived there, the native people who lived there, the Tlaxcalan Indians, had a name for it. And it was Wai'east, was name of this volcano. And Wai'east, which is called now Mount Hood, the legend has it in the native world, battled Pato, which was Mount Adams, for this beautiful woman whose name was Lalawalakra, and who was St. Helens, the other volcano. And so Wai'east, who was the chief of the Multnomah tribe, whose this language comes in, fought the leader of the Kliklat tribe over this woman, as legend has it. And this great anger led to their transformation into volcanoes. And this was supposed to have cut the bridge to the gods, to the great beyond. And that was the story of how these volcanoes came to be and created the Cascade Rapids of Columbia River as the water to run between them. So there was a story that went with Mount Hood, what we call Mount Hood today, way before it was called Mount Hood. And I think it's important to remember the real names of places. Wai'east is that beautiful volcano that you gaze upon in the state of Oregon. And this is the day in 1888 the Convention of Constantinople was signed. Now, this is interesting. Constantinople, we know, is in Egypt. I mean, it is in Turkey. And at that point, Britain had taken over Egypt and fought France for the right to rule that area of the land. And the British were very clear about what they called it. They called it an occupation of Egypt for their own means and were battling the French to see who was going to control Ethiopia. But not long after that, the Ethiopians and the British and the French had this war where the Ethiopians won and pushed them out of Ethiopia. But they did control Egypt. And they signed on this day this Convention of Constantinople, which opened the Suez Canal to all. But it was signed by all the European nations and Turkey, the Ottoman Empire. And that happened on this day. So this whole back and forth about the West and the Middle East has very ancient traditions and long traditions. So on this day, that happened. And this was the day in 1960. The great Muhammad Ali won his first professional fight, then known as Cassius Clay, on this day in 1960. And we'll close with 1969. There was a decision the Supreme Court had called Alexander versus Holmes County Board of Education. Remember, in 1954, there was Brown v. Board, which had ordered desegregation with all deliberate speed. Well, throughout most of the South and the nation, that didn't mean that deliberate speed meant deliberate meant slow, to move deliberately and slowly and not very fast. So on this day in 1969, it took all deliberate speed out. It was no longer permissible. We had to integrate. But, of course, that led to the resegregation of our schools in America, a much part of our history in this country. So that is our day in history. There's so much more to this day in history that we encourage you all to go to steinershow.org and click on the rest of this day in history. And we go to a very quick break. Jackson 5, I want you back. This is Randy Jackson's birthday, born in 1961.